And the Afterglow is made possible in part by the generosity of Superior Energy in Vernon, offering the superior service that you deserve since 1939, serving the residential and commercial propane needs of Connecticut and Southern Massachusetts for the past 80 years. Receive the one-on-one personalized attention from a local small business and still enjoy their 24/7 support and state-of-the-art scheduling technology to simplify your busy life. Just sit back and leave your propane needs to the experts at Superior Energy. Call 800-242-0427 or visit propaneCT.com.
Follow your own path in the afterglow. Good evening. How do you follow your own path? Well, you let life prune you. The job you don't want could lead to the career you do want. The lover you longed for but who didn't stick around may enable you to find the perfect mate at the next dinner party. Rejection is a necessary part of the pruning process. Before Joe graduated from college, he sent out 30 resumes and got 30 rejection letters back. The painful process of elimination led him to the only door left open, the journalism job at a small paper that jump-started his career. Never say never. The job you don't want could lead to the career you do want. And remember, this is your time. Time now, in the afterglow. Your time set aside just for you. As for me, I'm Father John. What you sow, you reap. And what you send out comes back. What you think about most is what you draw into your life experience. Throughout an average day in your life, are you thinking lovingly of the welfare of others? Or are you falling into a pattern of criticizing others for everything that makes you unhappy and stressed out? When the elements are ripe for those words and actions to bear fruit, whether good or bad, they will. So now's the time we think of others. As we share this brief bit of time, we shake off some of the worries that have consumed the day. It's time, our time, together in the afterglow. You're in the Afterglow. I'm Father John. This is WJMJ, and together we unwind, relax, and get life back into balance. So glad you're here, along with me, as we become companions on our journey to set life straight with music and meditation and become the best of who we really are right here in the Afterglow. So now tell me, did you walk outside today and feel something magical happen? It could have been the birds chirping, the flowers around you starting to bloom, the leaves on the trees coming back. Well, almost anyway. Spring officially began last night at 11:06 p.m., which means today was the first full day of spring. Yes, it's that time of year. The days are getting longer, the temperature starts to rise, and animals will start to wake up from hibernation. But the outside isn't the only thing that you have to think about, because it's also a time to break out the broom and dustpan for some spring cleaning. Nothing is more relaxing than making your house clean and pristine. It will also give you more time to do fun activities outside as it gets warmer. So, get it done as soon as possible. Oh, by the way, don't forget during cleaning to have your umbrellas and raincoats ready for those April showers and the coats and the snow boots stored away. I hope you are ready for a wonderful spring. I know I am, certainly. Just make sure you take some time to enjoy the beauty of nature during the beginning of the spring season. And tonight we celebrate happiness. Today marks the International Day of Happiness. First declared back in 2013 by the United Nations, the International Day of Happiness is a day for recognizing the relevance of happiness and well-being as universal goals and aspirations in the lives of human beings around the world. The theme for this year's International Day of Happiness is Happier Together, focusing on what we have in common rather than what divides us. Everyone wants to be happy, and life is happier when we're together. So let's celebrate our common humanity. Be a friend, do a good deed, lend a helping hand, and do your part to spread a positive attitude on this International Day of Happiness.
I got a homesick heart, but a long ways left to go. I've been doing my part, but I ain't got much to show. So I'm asking you to show me some forgiveness. It's all for you in my pursuit of happiness. Chasing that life, moving on, cause I had to prove there ain't no life worth doing what I did to you. So I'm show me some forgiveness. It's all for you in my pursuit of happiness. I've been working all night, maybe you could help me to believe. This song ain't nothing if the song can't set you free. So I'm asking you to show me some forgiveness. It's all for you in my pursuit of happiness.
You're in the Afterglow. I'm Father John. This is WJMJ, and that was Need to Breathe with their song, Happiness. And in the Afterglow, here's where we take time to confront life with faith, optimism, and hope. Each evening, I offer a brief reflection on some facet of life that I hope will empower you with a few more tools with which to acquire more joy in living. So we journey toward the intersection of where faith meets life. You know, many of us have beliefs that limit our success, whether they are beliefs about our own capabilities, beliefs about what it takes to succeed, beliefs about how we should relate with other people, or even common myths that modern-day science or studies have long since refuted. Moving beyond your limiting beliefs is a critical first step toward becoming successful. You can learn how to identify those beliefs that are limiting you and then replace them with positive ones that support your success. Now, one of the most limiting beliefs apparent today is the notion that somehow we are not capable of accomplishing our goals. Despite the best educational materials available and despite decades of recorded knowledge about how to accomplish any task, we somehow choose to say instead, "Oh, I can't do that. I don't know how. There's no one to show me. I'm not smart enough." And on it goes. Where does this come from? Well, for most of us, it's a matter of early childhood programming. Whether they knew it or not, our parents, grandparents, and other adult role models told us, no, honey, that's too much for you to handle. Let me do that for you. Maybe next year you can try that. You see, we take this sense of inability into adulthood, and then it gets reinforced through workplace mistakes and other failures. But what if you decided to say instead, "I can do this. I am capable. Other people have accomplished this. If I don't have the knowledge, there's someone out there who can teach me." You make the shift to competence and mastery. The shift in thinking can mean the difference between lifetimes of could-haves versus accomplishing what you really want in life. Likewise, many people don't believe that they are competent to handle life's challenges or worthy of love, the two main pillars of high self-esteem. Believing that you are capable of handling anything that comes up in your life means that you are no longer afraid of anything. And think about this. Haven't you handled everything that has ever happened to you? Things that were far more difficult than you thought they would be? The death of a loved one? Divorce? Being broke? Loss of a friend? Your job? Your money? Your reputation? Your youth? These things were tough, yes, but you handled them. And you can handle anything else that happens to you as well. Once you get that, your confidence will soar. Believing you are worthy of love means that you believe, "I deserve to be treated well, with respect and dignity. I deserve to be cherished and adored by someone. I am worthy of an intimate and fulfilling relationship. I won't settle for less than I deserve. I will do whatever it takes to create that for myself." That's where faith meets life.
Pick it up. Hurry up, son. Eat on the run if you want to get done. Greed, speed, where does it lead? You want to succeed, you're thinking you need to. But are you really sure? It's a lot to endure. But I got me a cure. Slow it down. Slow it down, yeah. Slow it down. Take your time and you'll find your time has a meaning. Easy now. Catch the sound of your heartbeat before it's leaving. You say you want satisfaction. Try stepping away from the action. Get some traction between you and the scenery. Sail away. Not too fast. It don't last. Just thought I would mention. day by day. See that view, it's for you, just pay some attention. Forget about competition, you're due for an intermission. Stop your wishing, you won't get there by dreaming. Slow it down. Slow it down, yeah. Take your time. Even Einstein reclined, designing his theory. Make it flow, let it go, you'll see it more clearly. You're looking for bigger and greater, and counting on sooner or later. That's no way to get around getting weary. Slow it down. Slow it down. Slow it down. Slow it down, yeah. Slow it down. Slow it down.
That was Neil Diamond with a song called Slow It Down. Good advice for all of us who are on autopilot, rushing our lives from one day into the next without stopping to breathe or smell the flowers. Slow it down. You're in the Afterglow. I'm Father John. This is WJMJ Radio. Tell me, do you hate acting your age? Do you refuse to grow up? Have you ever been told you're too old to do something? Well, you should get excited because, along with being Holy Week, this week is Welderly Week. It's a week for anyone who is considered old of age but young at heart. Do something that makes you feel young again. You could pull a prank on a younger relative. You could take up a hobby that is new and exciting. Just make sure it's safe to do. I don't want you breaking any bones while snowboarding. You could start a rock band, but you don't play too loud when it gets dark. There are so many things that you can do because there should be no age restrictions on anything for adults. Being young isn't about the date on your birth certificate. It's about the attitude of being wild, free, and energetic. So show those younglings how you really act youthful this week during Welderly Week. Today marks the birth anniversary of a man who was everyone's neighbor.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine?
Mr. Rogers, whose full name was Fred McFeely Rogers, was born on this day back in 1928. He was an educator, minister, songwriter, author, and television host known best for his show, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Rogers created the show when he was displeased with the way television addressed children and wanted to find a way to use the instrument to teach and nurture those who would listen. His mission led to the premiere of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood in Canada back in 1966 and in the United States in 1968. In each episode, Mr. Rogers would welcome us as his neighbors into his home, where he would change into his sneakers and a cardigan sweater and talk to us.
People can like you just the way you are right now. And you can like other people just the way they are right now.
Mr. Rogers used his comforting voice and low-key approach to teach children important life lessons, whether it was common childhood fears or extreme subjects such as death or divorce. Rogers would also take field trips, perform skits, and we mustn't forget the magical neighborhood of make-believe. The show ran for 3 decades, producing 895 episodes. Rogers has won many awards, including the Presidential Medal of Freedom and a Peabody Award, but Mr. Rogers always saw the results of his work as the greatest award of all. Rogers died from stomach cancer on February 27, 2003. Today in Pennsylvania, many buildings and works of art stand in dedication to his memory, and one of his sweaters is displayed at the Smithsonian Institution. Tonight in the Afterglow, we remember everyone's favorite neighbor, Fred Rogers.
Don't go changing to try and please me. You never let me down before. Mm-hmm. Don't imagine you're too familiar, and I don't see you anymore. I would not leave you in times of trouble. We never could have come this far. Mm-hmm. I took the good times, I'll take the bad times, I take you just the way you are. You will always be the same old someone that I knew. Oh, what will it take till you believe in me the way that I believe in you? This I promise from the heart. Mm-hmm. I couldn't love you any better. I love you just the way you are. Wait. Talk to. I want you just the way you are. And
that was Billy Joel with a reminder that people will like you just the way you are. Well, it's story time now in the Afterglow. A man was sleeping at night in his cabin when suddenly his room filled with light and God appeared. The Lord told the man he had work for him to do and showed him a huge rock in front of his cabin. The Lord explained that the man was to push against the rock with all his might. So this man did, day after day. For many years, he toiled from sun up to sundown with his shoulders set squarely against the cold, massive surface of the unmoving rock, pushing with all his might. Each night, the man returned to his cabin sore and worn out, feeling that his whole day had been spent in vain. Since the man was showing discouragement, Satan decided to enter the picture by placing thoughts into the weary mind. You have been pushing against that rock for a long time and it hasn't moved, giving the man the impression that the task was impossible and that he was a failure. These thoughts discouraged and disheartened the man. Why kill myself over this? He thought. I'll just put in my time, giving just the minimum effort, and that will be good enough. And that is what he planned to do. However, one day he decided to make it a matter of prayer and take his troubled thoughts to the Lord. Lord, he said, I have labored long and hard in your service, putting all my strength to do that which you have asked. Yet, after all this time, I have not even budged that rock by half a millimeter. What is wrong? Why am I failing? The Lord responded compassionately. My friend, when I asked you to serve me and you accepted, I told you that your task was to push against the rock with all of your strength, which you have done. Never once did I mention to you that I expected you to move it. Your task was to push. And now you come to me with your strength spent, thinking that you have failed. But is that really so? Look at yourself. Your arms are strong and muscled, your back sinewy and brown. Your hands are calloused from constant pressure, and your legs have become massive and hard. Through opposition, you have grown much, and your abilities now surpass that which you used to have. Yet, you haven't moved the rock. But your calling was to be obedient, and to push, and to exercise your faith and trust in my wisdom. This you have done. Now I, my friend, will move the rock. At times, when we hear a word from God, we tend to use our own intellect to decipher what He wants, when actually what God wants is just a simple obedience and faith in Him. By all means, exercise the faith that moves mountains, but know that it is still God who moves the mountain. Something to think about. Well, we're in the afterglow, you and I together, and that was music by Tom Barabas called Sonata in G Minor. I'm Father John, and we get together every weekday evening from 7 to 8 for some music, meditation, introspection, and inspiration. And I'm open to whatever is on your mind, by the way, a suggestion, a comment, critique. Just call our comment line, 203-805-5045. Or you can email me at afterglow@wjmj.org. What do you mean you didn't get that? It's easy enough. afterglow@wjmj.org. Your email comes to me and only to me. Or you can call me at 203-805-5045. Thank you for your company this evening. Remember, speech should never be critical, harsh, or malevolent. Instead, it should be gentle, kind, truthful, and appropriate for time and place. Having a generosity of spirit and gratitude for the blessings you already have are important to help make you the best person you can be. Now turn on the light. You'll see better. There are certain things that you can do that no one else can. Perhaps it is parenting, or constructing houses, or encouraging the discouraged. There are things that only you can do, and you are alive to do them. In the great orchestra we call life, you have an instrument and a song, and you owe it to God to play them both sublimely.
Stop the clocks, it's amazing. You should see the way the light dances up your head. A million colors of hazel, golden and red.
Night prayer is coming up, but first, let's let God's Word talk back to us in today's Word.
Oh, I will hold on to the afterglow.
Today is Wednesday of the fifth week of Lent. If you make my Word your home, you will indeed be my disciples. You will come to know the truth, and the truth will set you free. For many people, there are four milestones in life. Birth, marriage, the birth of the first child, and having one's own home. When we get our own place and we are no longer under the control of our parents, everything changes. There is no one watching our every move and making sure that we obey the rules. Their rules, naturally. There is a downside to it, of course, as we discover things like mortgage payments and electricity bills, which are now our responsibility. But the real bonus in having a place of your own is that you now have freedom. Freedom to be your own person, to make your own choices and your own mistakes. A home gives you freedom to live your truth, not somebody else's. For a couple, it can bring the opportunity to build a relationship, to really spend time alone together and to get to know one another on a much deeper level. This is what Jesus meant when he talked of making his word our home. To build a relationship with somebody, we have to spend time alone with them, time in which we try to get to know them, to discover what makes them tick. To be a follower of Jesus, we have to experience him in our hearts as well as know about him in our heads. We have to spend quality time alone with him, even to waste time with him. The time spent listening and just being present is so often far more valuable than the time spent on our own words. We cannot hope to make our home with him, to really understand and experience the depths of his love for us, unless we are prepared to commit ourselves to giving him time. Then we will come to know the truth, his truth, and that truth will set us free.
When I fall, you're my place to land. I lose my touch, you're my hands, the one I hold on to. If you run out of reasons to try, I love enough for both you and I. I'll be the one you can run to.
I'd rather go through any pain love puts us through than to spend one day without you by my side.
If you ever leave me, will you take me with you? If you're ever lonely, I wanna be lonely too. My home's beside you, no matter where you may go. My love's inside you, even more than you know.
In a world of anger and lies, I find peace in you.
And now on this Wednesday, the 20th day of March, in the fifth week of Lent, as the shadows lengthen and the evening comes, we reflect on God's nourishing and loving presence with us. So we close our time in the afterglow with prayer. Watch, O Lord, with those who wake or watch or weep tonight, and give your angels charge over those who sleep. Tend your sick ones, O Lord Christ. Rest your weary ones, bless your dying ones, soothe your suffering ones, pity your afflicted ones, shield your joyous ones, and for all your love's sake, we pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit,
Amen.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Lord, I know that sometimes I worry about things, and you have said I don't need to be anxious about anything, but rather to pray about everything. I confess to you that sometimes I feel down, sad, or depressed. But I know you have joy, gladness, peace, and fulfillment for me right where I am. I lift up to you my situation and the things that trouble me most. Take away the burden of them from me and help me see them from your perspective. Thank you for your word that says you will perfect the things that concern me. I put all my trust and confidence in you.
Be still, my love. Know that I am God. Be still, my love. Know the mountains shake, the waters roar, the valleys tremble with fear, and yet our strength, our refuge sure, whispers in. Saying, be still, my love. Know that I am God. Be still, my
The Lord reigns. Let earth rejoice. Let the many islands be glad. Cloud and darkness surround the Lord, whose throne is founded on justice and right.
A fire prepares the pathway of God. It burns up the Lord's foes on every side. God's lightnings light up the world, while the earth looks on and trembles.
The mountains melt like wax before the face of the Lord, before the face of the Lord of all the earth. The skies proclaim divine righteousness. All people see the glory of God.
The Lord loves those who hate evil, guards the souls of the faithful, and sets them free from the wicked.
Light shines forth for the righteous, and joy for the upright of heart. Rejoice in the Lord, you righteous, in memory of God's holiness, give thanks.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Return to God with all your heart, the source of grace and mercy. Come seek the tender faithfulness of God.
Return to God with all your heart, the source of grace and mercy. Seek the tender faithfulness of God.
Now the time of grace has come, the day of salvation. Come and learn now the way of our God.
Return to God.
To God
with all your heart.
Turn to God with all your heart, the source of grace and mercy. Come seek the tender faithfulness of
In these last days, God spoke to us through a Son, whom he made heir of all things, and through whom he created the universe, who is the refulgence of his glory, the very imprint of his being, and who sustains all things by his mighty word. When he had accomplished purification from sins, he took his seat at the right hand of the Majesty on high, as far superior to the angels, as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs. For to which of the angels did God ever say, "You are my son, this day I have begotten you"? Or again, "I will be a father to him, and he shall be a son to me"?
I came from God and am here.
I did not come on my own, but he sent me.
Behold, the Mighty One has done great things for me. Behold, behold, the Mighty One has done great things for me. And holy is your name, and holy is your name. My soul exalts you, behold my Lord, whose mercy lies on me.
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones, and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to help his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever.
Behold, behold, the mighty one has has done great things for me. Behold, behold, the mighty one has done great things for me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
I came from God, and am here. I did not come on my own, but he sent me. Protecting God, you restore the light for the just. In hope, we pray.
Let us see your face, O God.
Heed the prayers of women in crisis pregnancies, and safeguard the health of pregnant women and the unborn. In hope, we pray.
Let us see your face, O God.
Free those who are unjustly imprisoned or held captive. In hope, we pray.
Let us see your face, O God.
Give everlasting life to those who have died. In hope, we pray.
Let us see your face, O God.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
May God increase our faith, hope, and love, and fill our hearts with the peace of Christ.
Amen. Before the ending of the day, Creator of the world, we pray that you with steadfast love would keep your watch around us while we sleep.
From evil dreams defend our sight, from fears and terrors of the night. Tread underfoot our deadly foe, that we no sin thought may know.
Be still. My love, know that I am God. Be still, my love, know that I am God. Though nations fight, though kingdoms fall, though spiteful hearts will harm, your mercy holds us, we hear you call.
We now offer a prayer requesting the intercession of Blessed Michael J. McGivney, priest of the Archdiocese of Hartford and founder of the Knights of Columbus.
God, our Father, protector of the poor and defender of the widow and the orphan, you called your priest, Father Michael J. McGivney, to be an apostle of Christian family life and to lead the young to the generous service of their neighbor. Through the example of his life and virtue, may we follow your Son, Jesus Christ, more closely, fulfilling his commandment of charity and building up his body, which is the Church. Let the inspiration of your servant prompt us to greater confidence in your love, so that we may continue his work of caring for the needy and the outcast. We humbly ask that you glorify your venerable servant, Blessed Father Michael J. McGivney, on earth according to the design of your holy will. Through his intercession, grant the favor I now present.
Amen.
Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Be present, O merciful God, and protect us through the silent hours of this night, so that we who are wearied by the changes and the chances of this fleeting world may rest in your eternal changelessness. Lighten our darkness, and in your mercy defend us from all perils and dangers of this night. Visit this home, O Lord, we pray, and drive far from it the snares of evil. May your holy angels dwell with us and guard us in peace through the night. And may your blessing be always upon us through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Be still, my love. Know that I am God. Be still, my love.
May the Lord Jesus Christ be with you to protect you. May he go before you to lead you and follow after you to give you strength. May he watch over you and keep you in his care through the night and bless you with peace. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. You've been listening to Night Prayer in the Afterglow with Father John. Thanks for listening. In the Afterglow, a time of reflection and relaxation is underwritten in part by the people of Superior Energy of Vernon, Connecticut. Now in their 80th year, they offer personalized 5-star propane service to customers throughout Connecticut and southern Massachusetts. For more information, call 800-242-0427 or visit propanect.com. Coming up is Exploring Music with Bill McLaughlin from the WFMT Radio Network. This is WJMJ at 88.9 in Hartford, 107.1 in New Haven. WJMJ Catholic Radio, where faith meets life, and where we're inviting you to be to enjoy an entire evening of relaxing music tailor-made for you.